The epistle for today, Easter Sunday, is taken from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new dough, as you really are without leaven. For Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Therefore let us keep festival, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. We stand for the Holy Gospel. We stand for that of St. Mark. At that time, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had just risen. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll the stone back in the entrance of the tomb for us?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back, for it was very large. But on entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were amazed. He said to them, "Do not be terrified. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he told you." Thus are the words of today's Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Before we begin, I also want to thank everyone who participated in preparing both the church and the facilities, and then all for the Triduum. All was very beautiful, especially the ladies who cleaned, you know, the church, and did a very beautiful job. It was quite a mess, so thank you for making the church very beautiful for the Triduum. And then also, we want to thank the children's choir who are doing such a beautiful job singing this Mass 1. It's a difficult Mass, it's a very beautiful Mass, and a lovely job. Thank you for all your hard work to give glory to the good Lord. Let's begin with the Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
There was once a young boy who was very hated by his brothers. He was envied by them, and once when he was sent on an errand by his father to go check on them, they're out in the wilderness tending the sheep. He went out there to go check on them, and they saw him coming. On his way there, they said, "There comes that one that we envy, the one that we hate." They said, "Let us kill him. Let's do away with him." But then the older brother prevailed upon the others, and he said, "No, let's just cast him into this hole in the ground." This old well. Cast him into this hole in the ground, and just sort of leave him there. Well, he had the mind of drawing him out later, and then saving him and restoring him to his father. But we found out, though, when he was gone, his other brothers sold him. They sold him for 20 pieces of silver, and he was sold into slavery in Egypt. Well, when the older brother found out that his brother was gone, he regretted it, and he rent his garments. Then Joseph made his way down to Egypt. This is the young man who was the young boy who was dropped into the well. He made his way down to Egypt, and he became a young man, became very virtuous. He, at one point, because he was defending his chastity, he was falsely accused and cast into a prison. So once he was in prison, he had two fellow prisoners there with him. One was a baker, and the other was the one who offered wine to the Pharaoh, the king. So the baker and the one who had the wine were both in prison with Joseph. Well, Joseph had a gift of prophecy, and he prophesied something for the one who had the wine. And then he said, "You'll be restored to your former station. You'll be back in good terms with Pharaoh again." And he says, "Remember me when you are back in good favor with Pharaoh." Well, finally Joseph was released, and then he became also in Pharaoh's good favor. In fact, Pharaoh made him head of all of his granaries, all of his treasuries. He was basically the prime minister of the land. And his public life began when he was 30 years old. In fact, he was given all sorts of titles. He was second to the king, second to Pharaoh, and he even was given the title of Savior of the world. Joseph really did save the world in a certain way because he fed the world in a great famine. The whole world was under a famine, and only where Joseph was, where there was great prudence, and where he had set aside the grain to feed the people of Egypt, only there did they find bread to eat. So people from all over the world came to find bread to eat. They would all come to this man who was called the Savior of the world. Well, it's an interesting story. But what does it have to do with today's Holy Gospel and today's feast? It has everything to do with the feast today, because this was always seen by the early Christian fathers as a foreshadowing of our blessed Lord. Our blessed Lord also was betrayed by his own brethren. He was betrayed by his own brethren and cast into a hole in the ground, left to die. He was also sold, not for 20 pieces of silver, but our Lord was sold for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. Our Lord also was forced to go down to Egypt at one point in his life. Also, when the oldest brother repented of what he had done, he rent his garments. Okay, we see the high priest, although he didn't repent of what he had done, he rent his garments also after our Lord was in trial with him. Joseph had two prisoners with him. Our Lord also died with two prisoners on either side of him. One of those prisoners was predicted to be restored to his former state, to be restored to a place of glory. And the words were used, "Remember me when things go well with you." And so at the cross, one of those prisoners was promised to be restored to glory, to be restored to paradise. And that prisoner said, "Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom." Joseph began his public life, for which ultimately he was named Savior of the world at 30 years old. So our Lord began his public life. Our Lord, the true Savior of the world, began at 30 years old. And how was it that Joseph was named Savior of the world? It was because in a time of great famine, when there was nothing to feed the body, Joseph provided bread for all the world, not just for his whole land, but the entire world. And so our Lord, on a much greater scale, in a time of a much greater famine, a spiritual famine, our blessed Lord provides not bread, which will one day pass away, but the bread of eternal life, his own body, blood, soul, and divinity. We can truly call him the Savior of the world. St. Paul says that Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. Remember what the Passover was. It was a lamb that was to be eaten. It was a lamb that was to be sacrificed and eaten for the sake of those who needed deliverance from death in Egypt. Our Lord fulfills all these symbols so beautifully, so perfectly, because he planned all of these. There's one last detail about the life of Joseph and his brothers. Recall what happened when his brothers finally came to Egypt to seek bread. They didn't know that Joseph was in a high state in Egypt. They didn't know that he was the prime minister. They didn't recognize him when they finally came down there. He was dressed as an Egyptian. Perhaps he had grown a beard. They just didn't recognize him. So, when they came before him, and Joseph denied their request, he told them to go back because he didn't believe them. He didn't trust them. Okay? He told them to go back and to confirm their story before he would give them. He was testing them. And then they, in their own language, spoke amongst themselves, not knowing that Joseph was right there and could hear and understand them. They said, "We are suffering justly because of this, because of what we did to our brother. This is just that we suffer this famine." this lack of bread. And it was only after they did that, in a certain sense, they confessed their sin before Joseph. Although they didn't realize that they were actually before Joseph, they just thought they were in front of a minister of the land. When they confessed their sin before him, that's when Joseph restored them their grain and gave them what they needed. And so our Lord operates the same way. We need to come to confession. It is so helpful and necessary to the soul. Our Lord planned this in John 20, verse 23. He gave us that plan for our sins to be forgiven. If it's been a while since we've come to confession, come to confession. Get those sins taken care of. Wash away. Don't think that you're just confessing before a mere minister of the land, as those people Joseph's brother brought. They were just confessing before a minister of the land. No, they were confessing before Joseph himself. They didn't even recognize it. When you go to confession, you're talking to Christ through his priest, who he's ordained with the power to take away sins. The power of God to take away sins. If it's been a while since you've come to Holy Mass, be sure to approach the sacrament of confession first before coming to Holy Communion. Remember, our Lord, foreshadowed in Joseph, didn't give the bread to everyone that came, but only those that were repentant. So if we have any grave sin on our soul, whatever it is, pornography, staying away from Mass for a long time, sins of self-abuse, whatever sin they are, rid of those before coming to Holy Communion. Go to confession. Come to confession. This is washed away. Bread would have no nutritional value at all to a dead person. And so our souls, our dead in sin, need to be brought back to life. Confidence. Confidence in God, because this is why He came, to give us life. To restore life to us. Our Lord is all love. He is mercy itself, and it rests His heart to forgive. It gives Him rest to absolve His creatures from their sin, to liberate them from slavery, the true slavery of sin. It rests Him to do this. Give Him that rest. Let Him take away your sins, and in the way that He asked for us to do so. Christ, our past, has been sacrificed. We have another mystery which is reflected in the introit of today's Holy Mass, where it says, Resurrexi et apud tecum sum. I have arisen, and I am still with you. What consolation. He has left us. He has left us for 20 centuries. He's remained a prisoner. Not like Joseph for some years in the tabernacle, prison. Our Lord has stayed in the tabernacle for 20 centuries. A prisoner for us to be here. Because He has risen, and yet He's still with us. He doesn't want to leave us alone. There's a long journey ahead. He knows that. He knows we need strength, and He knows that strength is not going to come from our own forces. If it's been a long time since we've come to confession, and you can't think of any sins, I'm a pretty good person. I haven't killed anyone. I haven't done anything. Okay. If you think you don't have any sin, give us a call directly, and we'll go ahead and get your canonization process started right now. Okay? We go to confession often, okay? Priests, okay? We all commit sin. If it's been a while, look inside the soul. Let things quiet down. Shut off the music, the internet, TV for a bit, and just let God speak to your soul. Examine your conscience. Let Him speak to you, and let Him call you back home. This is what He wants. He doesn't want us to die of death. He has mercy on the multitudes. He doesn't want us to faint on the way in our journey. He gives us the bread of life. Be clean, so that you may receive that bread of life. Thank you, good Lord, for all He has done for us. Ponder deeply this mystery. This is so profound, we have to live it for in our memories. We have a God who has died to show us how much He loves us. A God who has died to show us how much He loves us. Yes, God has died to do this. Let that gratitude really seep in. And then you recognize that 1 hour a week is really not too much to give to the Lord. Come back to Him. He wants you home. He wants you home. Guaranteed. We want to restore you to Him. We want to give you the bread of life. Come back home to Him. It's been way too long. Come home to our blessed Lord, the Savior of the world. For He has risen, and He is still with us. May God bless you, Mary the Rosary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.